Easter, we are reminded that Christ, the Lamb of God, was prepared to make the most extreme sacrifice in order to give us everlasting life in Him. His resurrection on the third day became our victory over death. On the third day, the Gospel of Matthew tells us the story of how two women come upon the tomb where Christ was buried to find an angel there who tells them, "Do not be afraid." Monsignor Anthony Figueredo of the Pontifical Council Cor Unum shared with me this reflection on this Easter Gospel reading.
It reminds me so much of Pope John Paul II, because ever since original sin entered the world, fear has entered the world. What is this fear? That we are basically on our own in this world. And this is what these women really were experiencing. They had had this strong experience of Jesus. They placed their hopes in Him, and now they found that their Lord and Master had been crucified, and there was nothing left to hope for. And imagine that God sent this angel with an announcement to say, "Do not be afraid. You are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is risen. And He goes before you now into Galilee, and there you will see Him." What does that mean to us? You know, Galilee was the place where Jesus did His everyday ministry, and these particular people, they're being invited to go back to their normal everyday activities, like the first disciples were called in Galilee. Jesus is saying, "Go back now, and you will encounter Me exactly in your everyday life. I am with you." And His presence now is even greater. This is the risen life, because when He was here as a man for 30 years, 33 years, He was living as a concrete person in history and time. But now that He is risen, His Spirit pervades the whole world, and His risen Spirit can live in us and accompany us. So Jesus is present in an even greater way to rid us of all of our fears. This is why on Easter night, Tracy, the ancient tradition is to say, you know, the Lord is risen, and the response is, "He is truly risen." And both parties would say together, "Alleluia, Alleluia," because this announcement that the Lord is risen, which comes back from the scripture stories, really gives us joy that He is risen, not within borders or space now with limitations, but truly that risen life can dwell in me today. And that changes everything. If I know that Christ is risen, it means that the barriers of death, not only the physical death that we will all experience at the end of life, but the death I experience in my life today, misunderstanding, disappointment, failure, lack of a job, lack of understanding, lack of forgiveness, all of these barriers which seem that death, we only encounter death, can be overcome. This is why St. John Chrysostom, on the feast of his Easter, what does he say? This is the day where we have a pledge of peace, a fountain of reconciliation, the destruction of death, the devil's ruin. It's beautiful, you know. There's also tradition at Easter was to give a red egg. A red egg.
Why red? I've never heard that before. Yeah.
And it's actually a story. It goes back to ancient times that Mary Magdalene actually gave to the Emperor Tiberius here in Rome. She came to Rome to preach the gospel, a woman, one of the first to see Jesus, as in the gospel story there of Matthew. She comes to the Emperor Tiberius and presents to him a red egg. What does this story come from? You know, there's also a beautiful story, a Jewish story. It says that when Jesus had risen, that first Easter morning, there was some Jewish people, and they were a Jewish man. He was walking along the road, and he meets another woman who is carrying a basket of eggs. And he announces to her, you know, this Jesus whom we crucified, he is risen from the dead. And the woman who has all of these eggs in her basket, she's just been to the market, says, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And the other man says, well, if those eggs turn red, would you believe me? And you know what happens? The eggs turn red. And so this woman believes that Jesus is risen. And then this story spread from them, and they began to tell everyone. And they began to give each other red eggs. And what does the red of the egg symbolize? It symbolizes the blood by which Jesus won that resurrection. You know, this, by the way, Tracy, is our tradition of Easter eggs, because what does the egg symbolize? The shell can symbolize the tomb. It's enclosed, but we know that when the chicken within the egg bursts forth from that shell, new life comes forth. And so there's something very religious about giving Easter eggs. This is why I would not advise giving Easter eggs on Good Friday. We need to give them after Easter.
Do you read any particular significance into the fact that it is two women who find the empty tomb?
I do, absolutely. I think that this is a beautiful element about the role of women. You know, John Paul II talks about women, about the genius of women. But who was there at the foot of the cross? All the men, apart from John, had disappeared. They'd all fled. But who were there? The women had accompanied Jesus all the way to the cross. And they were the first ones, certainly in many of the gospel stories, to go to the empty tomb. Because we often find this fidelity in women. You know, I often think of my own parents. I had wonderful parents, in fact. My father and my mother were both wonderful. But who had the capacity of the greatest suffering? You know, it's the woman. It's not by chance that God has given to woman the capacity to bear children. The woman has the factory of life within her. Why? Because it's a suffering to bear a child for 9 months. Who knows, if God had given it to man, perhaps we would not have too many children. Because women have that great capacity. I see it in my parents. You know, when my mother was sick or had the flu, there was still food on the table. And I think this is what we see in women, who at a time in Jesus' time when women were disregarded, when they couldn't even be testimonies, witnesses of the risen life. But Jesus reveals himself to them as the first witnesses of the risen life, and it is they who are then told to go and tell the other disciples. Often it's the woman who is able to get into the heart of man. I think this too is very important for us to understand that the role of woman is very key in this scripture story and in Jesus.
How does this all link into Pope Benedict's Lenten message for 2011?
The Lenten message was based on baptism, and baptism, one of the symbols used in baptism is obviously water. We've seen how water can destroy life. We've just seen that recently in Japan with a tsunami. And so this baptism signifies this descent into the death of Jesus. We are called to descend with Jesus into our death. These waters symbolize those events in our life where we cannot pull ourselves out. We need someone else to pull us out and to give us that new life in Jesus. This is what Easter is all about. What is it that Jesus brings that's new? Because the soul is created immortal. So we are made for an immortal, eternal life. But after the fall, we do not have the power by ourselves to pull ourselves out of these situations. And what does Jesus do on the night of Easter? He enters the depths of the depths, and he's there to pull out every soul from hell and to say to us, come with me to new life. And this is the whole joy of Easter. What is the joy of Easter? That Jesus gives us wings, we might say, to go to the heights. And so we pray on the night of Easter, Lord, show us that love is stronger than hatred. Descend into my darkness. Take me by the hand and bring me out to new life, eternal life, risen life with you. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And a very warm thanks there to Monsignor Anthony Figueredo, an official at the Pontifical Council Cor Unum.